I'm going to start tonight in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 18. That's where we're going to start, Proverbs 11, 18. And we're going to start out in the NLT. I read all this afternoon in both the King James and the NLT, and I thought the NLT was so clear. It says basically the same thing. I read it in both translations. Both of them are pretty clear. But anyway, Proverbs 11:18 and on. I've come to realize that the book of Proverbs has everything in the world that we need to know about life. In fact, I had a man tell me here a while back, he said, you know, I've said several times in my life, wouldn't it be nice, he said, we have operations manuals and owner's manuals for everything in the world. Wouldn't it be nice if we had one for the human being? And he said, then I started listening to you and I heard, we do have one. You called it the owner's manual. And he said, I had never thought about the Bible being an owner's manual. But that's what it is. It tells us everything about ourselves and what happens. Now then, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and praise you for being our Lord and our God and our Savior. And Lord, I thank you for giving us this building. I thank you for all the people that provided everything they provided, work, labor, materials, food, themselves, everything, Lord, so far to get this building up where we've managed to get it, or you've managed to get it in 2 months' time. I am so grateful for every one of them. Now, Lord, may we use this building for your glory every day. In Jesus' name. And Lord, bless us as we read and study your word tonight. Give us words of knowledge and wisdom and understanding so we can be better sons and daughters when we leave here than when we came. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Just like this owner's manual we're talking about here, it says, evil people get rich for the moment, but the reward of the godly will last. How many people do you know that are striving out there? Have you ever heard a young man say, I want to be a millionaire by the time I'm 30? Maybe you said that, you know. I know lots of them that have that dream. Y'all come in, guys. Praise the Lord. Come on in. We just started. But I've heard a lot of young men say, and a few women, but it's usually not as much women as it is men. You know, men, they won't seem like they want, their desire is to have money, you know. And I know when they're 18 to 20 years old, the reason they want that great job is so they can drive that new Corvette, you know, and show off, you know, that's what they want to do. That's just the way boys are made, you know, they want to have that. And so, but evil people get rich for the moment. Now then, but the reward of the godly will last. So people that are not serving God, they may make a little money, but it won't never be enough. They won't have it. They can't hold on to it. They can't keep it. They'll get to the point where they think, man, I've got an extra $1 million made this year. And then, bam, something happens and it's gone. I mean, that's just like a man here a while back. I was talking to him and he said, by the time I was 35, I was a multimillionaire. And then, of course, he wasn't serving God. His wife wasn't serving God. So he started running around with other women. He started drinking. He started doing drugs. And it wasn't long till he didn't have a wife. He didn't have a business. And he had no money. And he was flat broke. Isn't that amazing? And when he went down to the bottom, lo and behold, he found Jesus down there on the bottom. When he had money and power, who needs Jesus? But that evil people will get rich for the moment. And he was an evil guy. And it only lasted for a moment, and then he lost it, and he lost it all. But it brought him to his knees. He found Jesus, accepted Jesus. A little later, he found another beautiful lady, and he married her, and she's a good Christian girl. And so I've known them for years, and now then, they're both really diligently serving the Lord. So the reward of the godly will last. So if you see people that are having trouble, you know, making it financially, you know, they need to realize that God is going, if you're obedient and you serve Him, put Him first, do what He says, work hard, you know, study the Word of God, put Jesus first, slowly but surely through that hard work, He will bless you. And when you get older, you'll have something. You know, you probably will have maybe a house paid for, a car paid for, or some assets in the bank, you know, that you don't have to struggle all of your life. You'll have enough money to live on and to be able to get by. But God doesn't plan for us to retire. You might retire from a job that you're working in the workforce, but the kingdom, you're never supposed to retire. You're supposed to. And in fact, a guy asked me here a while back, he said, "Thurman, when are you going to retire?" I said, "I already did. I said, this week I retired." He said, "What, what?" I said, "I put a new set of tires on my pickup." I said, "That's the only way I'm going to retire. I retired my old truck." I said, "I put a brand new set of tires on it, and it's ready for another 80,000. I said, "You know, we're going to keep it going." So I don't ever plan to give up and quit. Retirement is not in my vocabulary. Okay, let's go on. Next couple of verses. Godly people find life. Evil people find death. I don't know about you, but I don't like that second part. Do you? How many people do you know that die early? And somebody said, "Well, that's just the way it was meant to be." I don't think so. Not according to this book. Now, who knows your heart? Only God knows your heart. And that's when He looks upon our heart, He sees things in our heart that you and I don't even see ourselves. And He knows if that heart is clean or He knows if it's evil. And a lot of people say they're good Christian people. They come to church. In fact, I minister to them all the time. I minister to people that their daddy brought them to church, and he was a deacon in the church. He was a Sunday school teacher in the church. He was a pillar of the church, but at home, he wasn't too nice of a guy. You know, and you see women that have been abused by those kind of daddies that held those grudges all of their life and in their heart. In fact, one of those women similar like that I'm talking to you about is on the second DVD on Testimonies of Miraculous Healings. She is the first story. Now, this woman's a grandmother, a mother and a grandmother. And she told me, she said, "If you'd ask my children or my grandchildren, what about mother? What do you think about her?" They'd all said, "My mother's the finest woman. You know, she never gets angry. She never carries a grudge. She's the sweetest thing." And my grandchildren would have said the same thing. But she said, "I've been sick and afflicted all of my life. And when I went to Louisiana and preached and talked about these things, she realized she had Parkinson's and lupus. And she had been in and out of the hospital many times in her life. But God alone knew her heart. And in her heart, she hated her daddy for what he did to her at home. She hated him, and she held on to that. She never expressed it, never told anybody about it. She's the sweetest thing in the world. But yet she's in and out of the hospitals all the time. 5 years ago, when I taught her these principles, and that woman came down that aisle after she heard these principles, and she repented, and I touched her in the name of Jesus, and the King of the universe instantly healed that woman. And in 5 years since then, she's virtually not had a single problem, hadn't been back to a doctor. Isn't it amazing what happens when you get rid of that, when you say, Lord, I turn him over to you, I forgive him, I'm going to walk in love. I ask you to go in and clean my heart, scrub it out, make it clean. And she hadn't been sick since. But yet, that little hatred and anger she held in that heart toward her daddy, now you'd think she had a good reason to hold it, wouldn't you? Because of what he did to her. And he's a man of God, at least at church. But when he comes home, he ain't a man of God. He was living a double standard. We all know those kind of people, don't we? Well, see, God knows too. And so, although he was a rotten guy, because she held the grudge, that made her an evil person too. And it kept her sick and afflicted all those years. So that's why whenever you say if there's something wrong and you're sick, there's a sin somewhere. Most people, my grandmother, my mother, she was the most wonderful woman. She did no sin in her life. Oh, yeah, there was too. You know, you and I just couldn't see it. But God, He sees everything. And so He knew she was carrying that hatred and anger and resentment, and it made her sick. It says, but godly people, we find life. Do you want to be godly? Yes, I do. I want to walk with the King because I want to find life. Because it said evil people, in other words, people that don't walk with God, they find death. And that's why so many people die so young. Now, it says the Lord hates people with twisted hearts. Now, see, there's one of these hearts we're talking about. He doesn't like it when your heart is twisted and it has that anger and hatred and resentment in your heart. The Lord hates that. He said, but He delights in those who have integrity. You tell somebody you're going to do something, what should you do? Do what you told them. You know, I mean, I see people all the time that'll tell you they're going to do something, and they don't no more mean that. You know, it's amazing. And in fact, I put a man to the test. He doesn't know it. Oh, this last week, a man did something for me, and he told me he would do something else for me if I would go ahead and give him a little bit extra money. So I said, okay, I'll give you the extra money. Now I'm going to find out if he does what he said. And if he doesn't, I'm going to say, Lord, get him. Get him, Lord. He lied to me. Get him. Ruin his business. Put him on the ground. You know, I'm turning him over to you because God hates men that don't do what he hates men that doesn't hold true to integrity, right? He told me what he would do if I gave him the money. I gave him the money. Now we're going to wait and see if he does what he says. Lord, I hope he does what he says. I definitely hope he does because I don't want him to be a man that's not of integrity. If you tell somebody you're going to do something, do it. Whatever it takes. You know, when I think about this kind of a story, I think about a man. Years ago, I went down to the valley, a little valley down in South Texas, down close to Del Rio and Eagle Pass. There's a little valley down there, a beautiful little thing, irrigated, grows beautiful crops. I went down there to visit some people, and while I was down there, I saw this land, and I thought, wow, and I flew in there in a little 150, and it was beautiful. I flew from Corpus Christi up there, and when I'm flying across this desert, it looks like, and all of a sudden, here's this little watered spot. I thought, man, is that beautiful.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.